Hello, everyone. Lovely to be with you. Just a reminder that the first part of this meeting will be a guided meditation, and then you are welcome to explore whatever questions you may have. So if we could invite ourselves to be without the past, just for the duration of this meeting. To come to presence. Sit comfortably. You're welcome to either close your eyes or turn your gaze inward. And allow your experience to be just as it is. Without engaging, without trying to alter your experience or carry conversation. Allow the universe to do its thing. You are aware. Notice this listening space. A borderless space. Which somehow hears these words. And this hearing is not in time, meaning it's not a remembering, it's not a projecting, It's a vibrational space. One could say it's the universe vibrating as this sound and simultaneously as hearing. An open space. And this openness is a complete freedom. A thought may appear within this open listening space. And then it dissolves in the space. Within this listening, there is no grasping. Because it is all space. So we don't need to do anything. We don't need to remember anything. There is no objective. Every instant is brand new, fresh. A thought may arise. wondering, how am I doing? Just a vibration in the field. Which is creating an illusory I, an illusory me. But the space within which this thought arises is always welcoming, effortlessly welcoming. Eternally saying yes. Not arguing or resisting, not contracting around something which appears. And neither believing nor disbelieving. When you take a look at this open, borderless listening, perceiving space, the mind is quiet. Completely absorbed in the listening. Deeper than deep sleep. Sometimes we may wonder if it is a mind state. Which appears and disappears. And yet, whenever you turn your attention to this effortless listening. This presence, you find it right there. Gateless, no borders. It is not something which appears to you. It is the formless reality within which so-called things appear. And then it may dawn on you that this borderless listening space is your very being. The reality of being. That which is and cannot not be. The formless screen, the wide open sky of being. And the world, body, mind, events, images on the screen, ripples on the surface of the pond. Birds singing in the distance. Raindrops, the sound of the wind, the heartbeat, and this intimate presence. No separation. And you realize that your breath is the universe breathing. And your thoughts is the universe thinking. And the events happening in your life are God's play. And that nothing is truly happening to you or to others. In essence, and then we realize how conditioned the mind is. How it personalizes every experience. The me virus what's going to happen to me, to my loved ones, to my tribe, to the world. How deeply conditioned the mind is. Believing that consciousness is mortal, personal. Limited. So convinced that the me narrative is real. The mind is so cluttered. In trying to safeguard, maintain, protect, justify this me story. Like a spider web. But the universe is so much larger. Than this personal mind. The universe is our true body. And although it seems that a lot of things are happening, there is nothing happening. Just ripples on the surface of the pond, reflection of the sunlight. On the wavelets, sometimes there is a wind. And somehow the wavelets come together, forming a bigger wave. God's wind. God's play. And in God's kingdom, all is God. Nothing is but God. It's only one reality. Although it has no name, it goes by all names. Although it has no form or shape, it goes by all forms and shapes. And although it is no one and nothing, it is everyone and everything.